Listeners like you make living on Earth possible each week. Please contribute today by clicking on the donate link to the left of the page. And thanks.
You know what to do when life hands you lemons, but what if it gives you a power plant that burns garbage? Well, if you're architect Bjarke Ingels of Copenhagen, you turn it into a ski slope. His company, the Bjarke Ingels Group, won first prize in an international competition that challenged architects to design a new incinerator to turn waste into energy in the Danish capital. Bjarke Ingels joins me on the line from Copenhagen. Welcome to Living on Earth.
Thanks a lot.
So as I understand it, I've seen your drawings, and essentially you're wrapping a ski slope around a smokestack of this new power plant.
Exactly, like this building that transforms all the trash of the Copenhageners into their electricity and heating is going to be not only the tallest, but also the biggest building in Copenhagen. We thought that since Copenhagen actually has the climate, but not the topography for skiing, we could actually provide the Copenhageners with a man-made mountain that transforms sort of the flat but cold and snowy Copenhagen into a real sort of man-made alpine skiing resort.
How many ski trails will you have on this smokestack mountain?
They're going to be able to choose between a green, a blue, and a black slope. It's even going to sort of contain a mogul slope for the experts and also a slope for the kids.
But a power plant as a ski slope? I mean, sounds kind of environmentally contradictory.
The interesting thing about this power plant is, like, you can say one of the sort of main drivers of creating a sustainable city is to be able to integrate both the sort of economical and ecological infrastructure of the city into the city fabric itself. So you somehow need to find a way of actually integrating these really big industrial facilities in the middle of the city. So the challenge of the competition was to try to make a big factory beautiful. And we thought instead of just wrapping it in a sort of beautiful wrapping, we would really turn the entire plant itself into a gift for the citizens of Copenhagen.
So people are going to take a lift or a gondola up to the plant and then ski down?
Essentially, they're going to take traditional vertical elevator because, like, unlike normal mountains where you're forced to take, you know, a ski lift, here you can actually take a vertical elevator all the way from the ground to the roof. And then the slope, since in this case it's a man-made mountain, we can engineer it so all the slopes end up straight at the foot of the elevator. But also, as the power plant is going to be interested in displaying its deployment of the latest environmental technologies in the transformation of waste into heat and energy, they'll also be able to take like a promenade and actually sort of explore the various operations of the factory looming inside the mountain.
I was reading about the award, and I see that this stack is going to kind of puff out smoke rings.
We thought that it could be interesting to transform the smokestack itself into a sort of a playful element. Just like the factory becomes a ski slope, the way we designed the chimney is that the mouth of the chimney is shaped in the form of a giant disc. The hollow space inside the thickness of this disc gradually fills up with smoke. And when it contains 200 kilos of CO2, this chamber compresses and it blows a giant smoke ring. One of the main ideas is of course, to turn the symbol of the factory, the chimney, which is also the symbol of pollution, into something playful. But I think more importantly, one of the main drivers of behavioral change is knowledge. If people don't know, they can't act. In the future, like in 2016, when this plant has been realized, I'll be able to tell my kids that once they've counted 5 smoke rings, we will have emitted 1 ton of CO2. This sort of abstract element of a tail of smoke that's like ungraspable and uncountable suddenly becomes very basic, just like, you know, counting the seconds after you see the lightning flash. In the future, just counting the smoke rings, you'll be able to tell how much of CO2 we've emitted.
Do you remember sitting around a table with your design team and saying, you know, I got a great idea? What did they say to you when you came up with this idea?
I mean, we gradually realized when we started like probing and digging into all the criticism and all the sort of complications that this was like almost like the only sensible thing to do with something as big as a giant power plant. And it was only when we sort of came up with the sort of notion of not only sort of creating a building that has like an economical and an ecological purpose, that, you know, it recycles waste into energy, but to give it a social purpose, that actually this giant volume becomes a part of the topography of Copenhagen and actually contributes to the citizens of Copenhagen and turns it into a destination. Because if sustainability is always perceived as the question of, like, how much of our existing quality of life are we prepared to sacrifice in order to afford being sustainable? Essentially, the sort of moral burden that we have to bear, the sort of general understanding that it has to hurt to do good. We're trying to look at a sort of different approach where a sustainable city and sustainable buildings actually increase the quality of life. We call this hedonistic sustainability.
Well, Mr. Engels, thanks, and good luck with your waste-to-energy ski slope in Copenhagen.
Thanks a lot. And you're very much invited to come and test it out with a pair of skis on your feet in 2016.
I'll be there. That was Danish architect Bjarke Engels, whose award-winning incinerator will produce electric power and downhill pleasure. Coming up, building a home a hobbit could love. Stay tuned. It's Living on Earth.
Support for Living on Earth comes from the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation, Gilman Ordway for coverage of conservation and environmental change, and the Sierra Club, helping city-bound kids explore and enjoy wild places they'll later strive to protect. Online at sierraclub.org/livingonearth. This is Living on Earth on PRI, Public Radio International.